Essay, Hitchhiking the World, by Kip Cates. When I was a young man, I traveled around Canada, the United States, England, and Europe, all for free. How did I do it? By hitchhiking. Hitchhiking is a way of traveling by asking people to give you a ride. All you have to do is stand by the side of the road, stick out your thumb, and wait for a car to stop and pick you up. What are the advantages of hitchhiking? First, it's free. You spend no money on transportation. Second, it's exciting. It brings a unique sense of adventure and the unknown. You never know when a car will stop, who you'll meet, or where you'll end up. Third, it's educational. When you hitchhike in a foreign country, you meet local people, learn about their lives, and practice speaking their language. Imagine that you're hitchhiking in England. It's a beautiful morning. You feel free, happy, and ready for adventure. A car slows down. The driver is a woman. "Where are you going?" she asks. "To London," you reply. "I'm going in that direction," she says. For the next hour, you learn about the life of a British housewife, her children, their education, gardening, local history. She drops you near a farm. You wait and watch the cows. After a while, another car comes along. It's a Mercedes. A businessman rolls down the window. "Where are you heading?" he asks. "To London." He's the director of a company. For the next hour, you learn about overseas sales, production costs, and market trends. He lets you off beside a highway. You stick out your thumb. Soon a truck comes along. "Where are you going?" asks the driver. "To London." For the next 2 hours, you learn about the life of a working-class truck driver, his childhood, his hometown, his soccer team. What was my longest ride? 2,000 kilometers. An American in New Mexico stopped to pick me up. He was in a hurry to get to Chicago and asked me to help. We took turns driving nonstop and crossed the U.S. in a day. What was my most unusual experience? Once, I got a ride in Wales with some professional singers. As we drove, they serenaded me with beautiful Welsh songs. My own private concert. My most generous ride was in France. It was late at night, and I was hitchhiking to Paris. I was cold, tired, and hungry. A Frenchman picked me up, took me home, and introduced me to his wife and kids. He fed me a delicious meal, gave me a bed, then drove me back to the highway the next morning. Nice guy! My hitchhiking adventures took place in the 1970s, a golden age when life was simpler, people were kinder, and travel was less dangerous. Now I look back with fondness at how I traveled the world, for free, by hitchhiking.